This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. In the U.S., the White House has issued a statement saying that President Donald Trump early Thursday signed a stopgap funding bill that would keep the federal government open through December 11th. The legislation would maintain current funding levels for most programs, avoiding a government shutdown in the middle of a pandemic and just weeks ahead of the November 3rd U.S. presidential election. The Trump administration also deciding this week that it plans to allow only 15,000 refugees to settle in the United States in the 2021 fiscal year, setting another record low in the history of the modern refugee program. The U.S. State Department said the proposal reflected the Trump administration's prioritizing of the safety and well-being of Americans in light of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. The refugee cap was cut to 18,000 last year, but only roughly half that many refugees were let in. As increased vetting and the coronavirus have slowed arrivals, under U.S. law, the president must consult Congress before finalizing the annual number of refugees that it plans to accept, but the determination is ultimately set by the White House. The Trump administration has also proposed including a $20 billion extension in aid for the battered airline industry in a new stimulus proposal to House Democrats and worth over $1.5 trillion. American Airlines and United Airlines, two of the largest U.S. carriers, said they were beginning furloughs of over 32,000 workers on Thursday as hopes faded for a last-minute bailout from Washington. U.S. airlines have been pleading for another $25 billion in payroll support to protect jobs for a further 6 months after the current package, which banned furloughs, expired at midnight. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com.